As we approach the November 6th election, we're hosting a series of short debates on the three ballot questions facing Massachusetts voters this year. Today, we look at question one. If passed, it would limit how many patients could be assigned to each registered nurse in Massachusetts hospitals and in certain other healthcare facilities, depending on the unit and level of care. I am joined by Patty Healy, a registered nurse and member of the Massachusetts Nurses Association, which supports the ballot question, and here in opposition, Angela Belmont, Chief Nursing Officer with Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton. We flipped a coin to see who will go first. It was Patty who won the coin toss. So, Patty, I'll give you the first question. Just tell us, why are more strict nurse-to-patient ratios necessary in Massachusetts?
Well, Adam, across the country, hospitals have understaffed their nursing units, and that includes Massachusetts. And for many, many years, the nurses in Massachusetts have been trying to change this to make it safer, to make the workload better, so that we can deliver the high standard of care in every hospital in Massachusetts. And so we have done this ballot initiative after many attempts with the legislature and through our union contracts to get a limit on how many patients nurses take care of. And that's why we're here today. We think this is the best way, after all these years, to actually go to the public and have the public understand how unsafe the hospitals can be without safe staffing.
And Angela, why is question one not necessary?
I don't believe question one is necessary because, first of all, there aren't enough nurses in Massachusetts to even fill this ratio. Currently, we have a deficit of 1,200 RNs in Massachusetts, and if this ballot passes, it would mean that we would need about 5,000 nurses. I don't know where they would come from, and I don't know what the outcome would be in relationship to the quality of care, because it did not improve quality of care in California, and I don't believe it will either in Massachusetts.
California is the only other state to mandate nurse-to-patient ratios by law. Angela, I'll let you go first this time. What can Massachusetts learn from that example?
Well, in California, their ratios have not shown, as I said, any improvement in the quality of care for patients. And quite frankly, if you look at the nursing-sensitive quality indicators, Massachusetts scores higher than California currently without the ratios, even though California has them in place.
Patty?
Well, I think the Mass Hospital Association and the hospitals have been grossly deceitful in giving out this kind of information. There are 8 peer-reviewed studies over the past 8 years in California that show that outcomes have improved, cost has gone down, and the emergency room wait times have decreased. There have been clear changes. There are studies. I actually gave the copies of the studies, of the abstracts, to Cooley Dickinson administrator last night. So, number one, it's absolutely not true that it hasn't worked in California. It has. And the medical studies are there to prove it. But there have also been nationwide studies on the nurse staffing and how it affects patient care. And they have come out conclusively showing that patient care will improve.
There have been a wide range of cost estimates on the price tag to implement question one if it's passed. A study from a Boston College professor puts the cost at about $35 to $46 million. The hospital industry cites another study that puts the price tag around $1 billion. And the state commission sees this as about a $600 to $900 million proposition. Patty, I'll let you go first this time. What do you expect voters to do when confronted with such a wide range of cost estimates?
Well, I think that there's been a fair amount of misinformation put out. And this Health Policy Commission study, which I did read, also states that that includes a 4 to 6% raise for every nurse. And what it used as a figure for each nurse is $300,000 per nurse. It doesn't cost that much to hire a nurse. The figures are wildly inflated. And so consequently, we don't believe it.
Angela?
So the Health Policy Commission came out with that cost estimate, and it's related to detailed staffing data. You know, the $47 million that is projected is from the other side is that it doesn't use publicly available staffing data, nor does it include the psych hospitals, ORs, maternities, post-acute beds, pediatrics, or rehabs, and it also ignores the implementation of an acuity tool. So I think that the Health Policy Commission, as an independent study, is likely to be the most conclusive cost to Massachusetts.
Angela, several hospitals and health centers have gone on record as saying services would be impacted, including in some cases a reduction of emergency room capacity or closure. If this passes, what do you think?
I think what this will do is limit access to care. I think that it will force closure of many community programs and extend wait times in our emergency departments. It will also prohibit patient flow in the hospital, increase boarding times, and force our EMTs to hospital shop to find a hospital that does have the ratios that they need. So I think that when people look at this ballot, they really need to understand the implications of what it's going to do to Massachusetts.
Patty?
Yes. Well, in fact, in emergency rooms that are understaffed, they don't move patients through the system from the emergency room into the beds upstairs and the floors because they don't have the nurses to do it. It doesn't make sense to say that having more nurses means that we can't. It will be worse to move people around in the hospital. In California, they had a 47% decrease in waiting time 3 years after this bill passed in California. We have in Massachusetts, we are 48th in wait times in the country. All we can do is better by hiring more nurses.
All right. I'd like to give you each about 30 seconds to give us a closing statement. And Angela, since you lost a coin toss, we'll let you go first.
Sure. I think in closing, I'd like to say that this ballot was supposed to be about improving patient care. In California, it has not improved patient care. I don't believe that it will for Massachusetts. I believe that it will deny access to care. I think that we need to be thinking about our community services and how EMTs are going to go to hospitals when patients can't get into the emergency department. So I don't see how this is going to reduce the wait time. So I do think that voting no is in the best interest of Massachusetts.
30 seconds, Patty.
Yes, I think the hospital industry in Massachusetts is a multi-billion-dollar industry that actually has money stashed in the Cayman Islands. And they have enough money to take care of this problem. They have for 20 years. And the nurses who work for these hospitals have been sitting with executives for years trying to convince them to do so.
All right. That was Patty Healy, a nurse with the Massachusetts Nurses Association, and Angela Belmont, Chief Nursing Officer at Clute Dickinson Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us. And there's much more about Election 2018 on our website. That's nepr.net. You're listening to New England Public Radio.